first date, Emma?
It's hardly a first date, Mother. I mean, you've been living 10 feet away from him for 15 years. Why don't you talk about the real reason?
I don't know what you mean.
Because it's been about that long since you've done it.
I was doing laps when you called. Lucky for us. Only did 8.
This affair is gonna kill me.
Relax, baby. No, it's gonna
just,
be great.
Who do you think you're talking to like this? Don't you realize I'm a grandmother?
Have you heard anything?
No. And Emma hasn't called you either, then, huh?
No. Let me know if you hear. And if you talk to Emma, don't sound as frightened as you do.
I don't sound frightened.
This is Garrett.
Oh, the one.
Pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Yes, well, your mother's really been looking forward to this, too.
I'll be over later.
The best picture of the 56th Academy Awards, Terms of Endearment, audio described and based on the book by Larry McMurtry. Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 62 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
This program is made available to the IAAIS Program Share and was recorded at the Audio Reading Service of the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for people with print impairments.
Welcome. This is Healthy Life, and I'm your reader, Tony Ray, with the Audio Reading Service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Men's Health, and I'll begin with a story called Doctor's Guide to a Healthy Spine. Namish Bakshi, MD, 37, a physician specializing in spine and sports care, has seen an uptick in back pain thanks to the pandemic home hunch office, excess couch time, and overzealous home workouts. Even he has to remind himself to sit straight and lift right. Here's what he does to keep his back in line. Position yourself to be pain-free. At my desk, I keep the top of my monitor at eye level and my keyboard on a tray under it, so my elbows are flexed at about 100 to 110 degrees. If you're on a laptop, get a separate keyboard and mouse so you can position the screen better. This prevents hunching, which can cause rounding of the shoulders and a bent forward neck, and pain, knots, and spasms in the neck and upper back. I'm seeing it multiple times a week now in my practice. Prevent neck knots. When I'm sitting in traffic or standing around, I do chin tucks and resisted neck rotations. That's where you press your hand against one side of your jaw and try to rotate your neck against the resistance. This activates the muscles that surround and support the cervical spine. The stronger these muscles are, the easier time you'll have holding your head, neck, and back in the right position, which helps prevent neck pain. Do core consistently. I use an app to do different 10-minute core workouts 4 times a week. A favorite, bear planks, over-unders, bicycles, hip thrusts, 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off, 2 rounds. Working your abs, obliques, and hip flexors is like building stronger scaffolding around your spine, protecting your precious discs. Don't rush, and he means into surgery. I have some herniated discs. Up to 2% of adults are diagnosed with them each year. But I've never considered surgery because I've been able to recover with treatment. There are only a few reasons to go under the knife. It's urgent if you have compromised bladder or bowel function because the nerves in your lumbar spine are compressed, or if you're having neurologic weakness like foot drop where you can't lift your foot or ankle. A third reason is severe, debilitating pain that doesn't respond to physical therapy, injections, or other treatments. Keep the cap on. I never take anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen or naxtroproxen for back pain. Inflammation is our body's way of healing, so suppressing it doesn't let things repair organically. When I have a flare-up in my lower back, I hand my wife a deep massage therapy device like a Theragun and ask her to dig into my glutes, hamstrings, quads, and the muscles on either side of my spinal cord. And last, lift in a smart way. I do CrossFit. While it gets blamed for a lot of injuries, the problem isn't CrossFit. It's doing the lifts right. The most common error is rounding your back during moves like deadlifts, kettlebell swings, and wall balls. Another is lifting too heavy at first. I made that mistake. For now, I've shifted from heavy one rep maxes to lifting at the 50 to 60% max range. The minute I can't manage good form, I change something. That's what's reducing the load or modifying the movement. Why are collagens, peptides, everywhere? These proteins now come in shake, powder, and even coffee creamer. They have their popularity. We want to understand the popularity, but also the science. The claim. As you age, your body loses its ability to produce collagen, which provides structure to your bones and connective tissue, skin, cartilage, and tendons. So the reasoning goes that collagen peptides, the most popular collagen supplement, will improve the health of your joints, skin, hair, and nails. But here's what's true. There is some evidence that collagen peptides might improve skin and hair health and joint health, says Brian St. Pierre, RD, a men's health nutrition advisor. However, this evidence is currently far from definitive. It's only suggestive at this point. And what's bogus? Taking collagen peptides doesn't restore lost natural collagen. You might supplement to boost your joint health, but your body may distribute those peptides elsewhere, if it absorbs them at all, says Stephen Guntry, MD, Medical Director of the Center for Restorative Medicine. Also, what's bogus? Collagen peptides will likely not help you sleep better or weigh less, as supplement makers claim. Glycine, a component of collagen, may have sleep benefits, but there's limited data that a supplement helps. And as far as dropping pounds goes, collagen is not a weight loss stimulant. Take farther away. Natural collagen is good for joint, skin, hair, nail health, but science hasn't shown the benefits extend to collagen supplements in the form of peptides, says St. Pierre. Bone broth, chicken skin, fish, egg whites are all collagen rich, so you're probably eating plenty. Should you take a supplement? No. Collagen peptides can cost as much as $70. And although the research behind their benefits may seem promising, you're better off investing in a healthy diet that's naturally rich in collagen. Plus, there's this. Research has found that for some people, taking collagen peptides can result in nausea and excessive gas. Fun. So we texted a dietitian. This month, Abby Langer, RD, author of Good Food, Bad Diet, is on the chain. Hey, Abby, does it matter if dietary supplement is organic? She answers, oh, God, no, it doesn't matter if it's one of those real food supplements. So nutritionally, organic and non-organic real food super green powders are the same? Absolutely, without question. And finally, would you say eating any real healthy food or taking a supplement, either organic or non-organic? She says yes. The Lost Art of the Rite of Passage. This is a story from a cool dad, Joe DeSena. He's the founder and CEO of Spartan Races and a New York Times bestselling author of several books. His next about parenting will come out this spring. The Lost Art of the Rite of Passage. When my son Charlie was 5 years old, I challenged him to swim a mile in a life vest. We were in Montauk, New York, and he was game. About a quarter of a mile into the swim, a woman who was several hundred feet away in her kayak started frantically screaming that she was going to save Charlie. I said, "Ma'am, we're okay. He's my son." Charlie kept swimming, hit the shore, and basked in triumph. I've busted Charlie's chops since birth. I once put his Christmas gifts on a mountain, which he then had to hike in footy pajamas to retrieve. But I try to treat all my kids equally. So back in 2018, I took my four children, Jack, then 12, Charlie, 10, Catherine, 9, and Alex, 5, plus a buddy of mine named Mo, to Vancouver. Early one pristine spring morning, we headed out for a 10-mile trek around the Squamish Nation, where we would stay at a cabin later that night. 5 easy miles later, we faced our first omen. A well-coordinated team of men wearing glacier glasses, wielding ice picks, told us we had another 7 hours to the hut. "You'll never make it there," one of them said. This was alarming, yes, but in all my training, I've come to realize that people, myself and my kids included, always underestimate the indomitable nature of the human spirit. The next thing I knew, we were knee-deep in snow. "Where is your jacket?" I asked Alex. She shrugged. Blizzard-like conditions whoosh in. The sunlight began to weaken. I again heard the hushed voice of the bespectacled trekker like some demented Jiminy Cricket. "You'll never make it there." But then I noticed Charlie. He was pulling a sled filled with gear without complaint, while everyone else was melting down and whining. And every 100 yards or so, he would stop and eat some snow for hydration. Charlie, calm and collected. At 2 a.m., we reached the cabin, depleted and nearly broken, both as individuals and as a family. Mo, who grew up in the border of India and Pakistan, was the only one unfazed. Catherine was ready to put the hike behind her. She began to unpack her backpack, a robe, another jacket. The fact that she would have shared this with Alex earlier had escaped her, apparently. A sleeping bag, snacks, and, just to be extra prepared, a teddy bear. We all slept the sleep of conquerors that night. 24 hours later, riding in the car back home and starving, we stopped for French fries. Immediately, Jack dropped his on the floor of the restaurant. Like a ravenous pack of hyenas, my kids descended on the spoils. Some people would and do call me crazy for these family adventures, but I believe that all of us used to have rites of passage, and we no longer do. These rites are critical. They provide reference points in times like these, when the world is turned upside down. If kids don't have experiences that involve overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles, especially surprising ones, they can't adjust, adapt, or perform under elevated levels of pressure. I tried to make this fun, as we always suffer together. In 2019, as a mental challenge, we all memorized Theodore Roosevelt's iconic "A Man in the Arena" speech. Teddy said it best. Who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never know victory or defeat. To which I would only add, nor what it's like to eat French fries off the floor after almost freezing to death in Canada. Smell better? Make everything smell better, including yourself. A 360-degree plan for upgrading every scent in your life, starting with your own. The science of scent goes way beyond just masking nasty BO or post-gym funk. Researchers show that certain fragrances can reduce stress, improve your mood, and help you feel relaxed. Plus, there's the added benefit of scent memory, which can be stronger than visual memory, says Nancy Rogers, an aromatherapist in the integrative medicine department at the Mayo Clinic, who studies and uses aromatherapy in clinical settings. This means a familiar fragrance can trigger a specific memory and feeling. Here's how to tap the power of scents to smell better, feel fresher, and take on the day inside and out. Go natural. Colognes have always drawn inspiration from nature, but this new breed attempts to actually harness the power of natural ingredients to transport you to the great outdoors. the new company, spelled N-U-E, Forest Lungs. In addition to the crisp, woodsy scent of a forest, this cologne contains pyrotonicides, the chemicals produced by trees that have been shown to decrease anxiety and promote relaxation. Acqua di Parfum, Colonia Futura. Thanks to a star ingredient, clean-smelling sage, giving yourself a few spritz of this cologne is like fast-forwarding to spring. It's produced usually 99% natural ingredients, so not only does it smell like nature, but it doesn't harm the real thing. Calvin Klein's Eternity Summer for Men. The swirling combination of bergamot, coconut water, sustainably sourced Australian sandalwood for Eternity Summer for Men will get you as close to the beach as you can without setting foot on the sand. St. Rose Villagiante. The smoky campfire vibe of this cologne is deep, dark, and mysterious, courtesy of upcycled cedar wood and rose. Reusing these otherwise wasted materials produces a more complex smell that straight-up perfume oils do. Kenneth Cole, Mankind Unlimited. This fragrance contains all the nature's greatest hits, such as bright, fresh citrus, aromatic woods, and a dose of spices like cardamom and black pepper for an extra scented kick. How about targeting your surroundings? Well, once you've cleaned and spritzed your body, attack your home, car, and office using the same philosophy. Look for understated natural scents instead of heavy, overpowering, or fake fragrances. For musty laundry, DeCool Detergent 05 Spring. This detergent is sustainably produced and biodegradable, and the limey orange bergamot leaves close with a subtle hint of natural freshness that chemicals just can't produce. Hot Boxed Living Room. Vitruvi Move Diffuser. Essential oil diffusers are great for scenting large rooms fast. This one is cordless, so you can move it around your home easily, or get a few and give each room a different aroma. Stuffy Bedroom. Canopy Humidifier. Not only does this humidifier purify the air, making it easier to breathe, but it also pulls double duty with a built-in diffuser. Just add your own oils. If you have a mildewy bathroom, try Mrs. Meyer's Basil Multi-Surface Everyday Cleaner. Bleach might be the go-to smell for your bathroom, but this cleaner leaves surfaces spotless and has a basil scent that's way more pleasing. And it's $4. Odorous Office. Aesop's Citria Aromatherapy Room Spray. Think of a room spray as cologne for your house, though it's formulated to last longer in the air than actual cologne. This one has notes of geranium, patchouli, and can freshen a room for several hours. And if you have a stale-smelling call, Sage Natural Wellness Road Trip Car Diffuser Kit. Forget the pine tree rearview dangle. Add a few drops of essential oil to the diffuser pad and clip it to the air vent to freshen your car and curb your road rage in one go. Well, if you have a few worst-case scenarios, smell-narios, sometimes you'll need to pull out the big guns. And here's how to manage a few of those nose-offending situations. You forgot your gym bag. Run your bag through the washer if you can, or wipe the inside down with a multi-purpose cleaner to get rid of bacteria. Then throw in a dryer sheet like Method Beach Sage Dryer Sheets, which will mask odors and keep the inside fresh. Sweat-soaked sneakers. Slip in a pair of Jason Mark Cedar Shoes Freshener Inserts. The cedar wood shavings inside absorb moisture and odor to make your kicks smell as good as new. Bad breath? Drop a By Mankind Mouthwash tablet into a little bit of water. In seconds, you have the right dose of alcohol-free mouthwash to leave your mouth feeling and smelling seriously clean. Blown out of bathroom? The best offense is a solid defense. A few sprays of Poo-Pourri Original Citrus Toilet Spray before you do your business will help minimize the olfactory damage. It works best before the deed, but still helps after the fact. And a super smelly dog? Treat your dog's hair like your own. Melin plus Goat's Dog Shampoo. Smells good enough to use on yourself, but is formulated specifically for doggies with amino acids to keep their coats healthy. Well, those are some good ideas to make you smell better. Do you need to escape burnout? The pandemic has blurred the boundaries between our work and home lives, leaving many of us exhausted, cynical, and inefficient. Here's how we can all reboot this year. We'll give you the good news first. Surveys show that one side effect of the pandemic is that we're all more productive. The bad news, some experts think it's because so many of us are working longer hours. American psychologist Herbert Freudenberg, PhD, first popularized term burnout in the 1970s after observing overworked staffers at a free New York City-based health clinic. He characterized burnout, the feeling of extreme fatigue, as a response to overwhelming stress and expectations. During the last decade, the word would be used to describe any feelings of frustration, not those solely caused by job stress. Election burnout, workout burnout, the list goes on. But 2020 brought a new kind of burnout as the millions of Americans began working from home indefinitely. And a year later, we're feeling the effects. The three signs of burnout are exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficiency, explained San Francisco-based psychologist Janita M. Juanez. She's the author of The Burnout Fix. And because society tells men they can't be tired or inefficient, they often push through, and that exhaustion becomes anger or irritability. Your tolerances take a dip, and now you're annoyed by your coworkers, or you insist the project you're working on is stupid. Burnout has also been linked to several serious health conditions, including heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. To escape a burnout spiral, there are several things that you can tweak in your routine. If you do this, check your inbox from bed. Do this instead. Take deep, focused breaths. Sure, getting a head start on work is well-intentioned, but it can set off your body's stress response, says Jimenez. This can cause those feelings of early morning dread and anxiety that fuel burnout. Adding stressful stimuli into the mix when your cortisol levels are already high doesn't set you up for starting your day off calm, focused, and centered. As an alternative, try 1 minute of deep, slow breathing before getting out of bed, which hacks your nervous system so that you feel calmer. If medication, a morning run, or yoga, or another soothing practice is more your speed, then do that. Anything that helps you relax and recognize when you've lost that chill later in the day will be beneficial. If you do this, scroll your smartphone after hours, do this instead. Recharge and reboot. Resilience isn't about how you endure, says Jimenez. It's about how you recharge. Unfortunately, many of us have gotten lazy about our leisure time. Instead of engaging in what experts describe as true leisure, like going for a run in the park, we engage in compensatory leisure, like having a beer late in the day, or spillover leisure, like scanning social media on the couch. You need to focus on activities that fuel your soul and fill your capacity again, says Jimenez. Spend time outside or plan a home workout. Anything to get you moving, even if you're stuck in the great indoors. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Tony Ray with Healthy Life. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
This is a recording library of West Texas Community Update. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale has scheduled auditions for orchestra positions, principal flute, and principal viola. To apply for instructions or more information, visit www.mosc.org/musicians/orchestra/auditions.
Texas began as a distinctive place, and it remains so today. In 1973, Texas Monthly Magazine was founded to cover all aspects of the Texas lifestyle. Each week, Recording Library of West Texas volunteers and staff dig through the files of the National Magazine of Texas to bring you Texas Monthly Archives. You'll hear biographical articles about some of the most fascinating Texans, feature stories covering interesting places and things in Texas, and short pieces that are humorous and thought-provoking. Tune in to hear these stories covering contemporary Texas from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that would otherwise be lost to time. Texas Monthly Archives, Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoons at 2, and Mondays at midnight on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland, Odessa area. It's 63 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 50s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the mid 50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Morgan Mallon, bringing you Martha Stewart Living. I'll be reading from the April 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. The first story is A Slice of Heaven, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Greg Lofts. When the centerpiece is a gorgeously marbled ham, your Easter menu is just a few sides short of an amazing feast. Cheddar-topped scalloped potatoes and lemony carrots and snap peas complement the main, and the whole colorful spread is an ode to joy. To bake the potatoes and ham at the same time, use 2/4 sheet pans so they fit on the same oven rack, and give the ham a 30-minute head start. Get a head guide. To make your Sunday seamless, tackle these steps the day before. Mix the glaze for the ham and refrigerate it in an airtight container. Use a mandolin to slice the potatoes into thin rounds. Fully assemble the casserole. Cover with plastic wrap and refrigerate. Chop the carrots and snap peas and make the dressing. Refrigerate in separate airtight containers. To serve them hot, begin cooking them as soon as the ham and scalloped potatoes come out of the oven. This will give the ham and potatoes time to rest and cool slightly. The main, honey-glazed spiral ham. To store leftovers, remove the bone, reserve it for soup, and place the meat and baking juices in an airtight container. Refrigerate for up to 5 days, or freeze for up to 3 months. For this recipe, you'll need a 1/2 cup clover or orange blossom honey, 1 tablespoon finely grated orange zest, plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice, 1 tablespoon finely grated fresh ginger, 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, freshly ground pepper, and 1 smoked bone-in spiral half ham, about 8 pounds. We loved our Tagnon Berkshire porks for a special occasion. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees with a rack in lower third. Stir together honey, orange zest, and juice, ginger, cloves, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Wrap ham, fat cap side up, tightly in parchment-lined foil. Place on a rimmed baking sheet or in a small roasting pan. 2. Bake 1 hour. Unwrap, leaving foil under ham to catch juices. Brush with some of the glaze. Continue baking uncovered, basting with more glaze every 15 minutes until heated through, 45 minutes to 1 hour more. Brush with remaining glaze, let cool slightly. Serve warm. Active time 10 minutes, total time 2 hours 5 minutes plus cooling. Serves 10 to 12. The sides. White cheddar scalloped potatoes. For this, you will need 3 tablespoons unsalted butter plus more softened for dish, 8 ounces shallots, about 4, thinly sliced, 1 1/3 cups, 1 clove garlic minced, 2 thyme sprigs plus 1 teaspoon leaves, 2.5 pounds Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled and cut into 1/8 inch thick rounds, 2 cups whole milk, 1 cup heavy cream, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 5 ounces sharp white cheddar grated, about 1.5 cups. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees with a rack in lower third. Brush a 2 to 2.5 quart baking dish with butter. Melt 1 tablespoon butter in a large saucepan over medium heat. Add shallots, garlic, and thyme sprigs. Cook, stirring occasionally, until shallots are beginning to turn golden, 5 to 7 minutes. If they brown quickly, reduce heat. Stir in potatoes, milk, cream, and 1.5 teaspoon salt. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat to medium-low, cover, and simmer until potatoes are easily pierced with the tip of a knife, about 3 minutes. Remove and discard thyme. 2. Using a slotted spoon, transfer 1/3 of potato mixture to unprepared dish. Season with salt and pepper. Sprinkle with 1/3 of cheese. Repeat layering once more, top with remaining potato mixture, and season. Cut remaining 2 tablespoons butter into cubes, sprinkle over top. Carefully pour liquid from pan over top. Scatter on remaining cheese, thyme leaves, and more pepper. Transfer dish to a parchment-lined rimmed baking sheet. 3. Bake until bubbly, 1 hour 20 minutes to 1.5 hours. Let cool at least 20 minutes so cream mixture can be fully absorbed, loosely tented with foil, before serving. Active time 30 minutes, total time 2 hours 20 minutes plus cooling, serves 10 to 12. Quick carrots and snap peas with lemony mustard dressing. For this you will need 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon finely grated lemon zest plus 3 tablespoons fresh juice, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1.5 pounds carrots peeled and cut on the bias into 1/4 inch thick slices, 4.5 cups, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, 12 ounces sugar snap peas trimmed if stringy, halved on the bias. Step 1. Whisk together mustard and lemon zest and juice. Season generously with salt and pepper, and slowly whisk in oil. 2. Combine carrots, butter, 1/2 cup water, and 1.5 teaspoons salt in a large straight-sided skillet or wide, shallow pot. Bring to a boil, then cover, reduce heat to medium, and simmer 5 minutes. Uncover and cook, stirring occasionally until carrots are just tender but holding their shape, 5 to 7 minutes more. Stir in snap peas and continue cooking just until peas have turned crisp, tender, and bright green, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat and carefully drain any liquid remaining in skillet. Toss with 1/2 of mustard dressing and season to taste. Serve with remaining dressing on the side. Active time 15 minutes, total time 30 minutes, serves 10 to 12. A zesty wine is delicious with this menu. I prefer dry Rieslings from New York's Finger Lakes region, such as Weimar Vineyards or Nathan K. They're citrusy and bright and lower in alcohol than most wines, says deputy food editor Greg Lofts. That story was A Slice of Heaven, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Greg Lofts. The next story is Good Things, Fresh Ideas to Elevate the Everyday, text by Lisa Butterworth. Photographs by Paula and Murray. Flex of Fun. Get ready to rock this Easter with a chic new egg decorating technique. Faux terrazzo. Craft flakes let you copy the stylish stone's look with ease. Brush one side of a wooden, ceramic, blown-out, or hard-cooked egg. Just know it's not for eating. With matte adhesive. Then sprinkle on a mix of black, gray, and one bright color, rubbing the pieces in between your fingers to make smaller bits. Let dry, then do the other side. Everyone who spots the results will be floored. Martha Stewart Living used a mixture of brown and white hard-cooked eggs, and for their flecks of colors, they used black, gray, yellow, orange, a bright turquoise blue, a light blue, a bright pink, and a light pastel pink. They used U.S. ArtQuest Perfect Paper Adhesive in matte, $14 for 7.9 ounces from Amazon.com. That's AMAZON.com. And Create and Craft Terrazzo Flakes in black, purple, yellow, and blue, $10 each for 90 grams at createandcraft.com. That's CREATEANDCRAFT.com. Make and give all ears. Martha Stewart Living has decorated two Easter baskets. One is a light brown wicker basket and the other is a white basket. Both are made to look like Easter bunnies with attached wicker ears on both of them, as well as pink ribbon, which is knotted through the baskets in the form of eyes and a nose. And then at the top of the baskets, on the handles, little bows are wrapped. The white basket has a pink ribbon wrapped around, and the tan basket has a yellow ribbon wrapped around. Both baskets are filled with shredded paper and different colored Easter eggs. This sweet basket upgrade, inspired by a vintage design living style assistant Jacqueline Donardi had growing up, gives any round wicker style a hair's pair. Bend floral wire into two loops, add a center wire, stick the ends into the wicker near the handles, and secure them all with hot glue. Then work matching raffia ribbon over, under, and around the wires from bottom to top. Poke taupe and coral raffia ribbon through the front to stitch on sleepy eyes and a scrunchy nose. A face so cute, it'll make any recipient bee-weave in the Easter rabbit. Living Style Editor-at-Large Naomi De Manana stuffed these baskets with D. Blumchen and Company German Ostergrass paper shreds. They're eco-friendly, extra-thin, food-safe, and available in 12 pretty colors. $3.50 for 30 grams at blumchen.com. That's B-L-U-M-C-H-E-N.com. How-to for the bunny basket. The supplies you'll need are floral wire, a hot glue gun, a wicker basket, light or white coral or taupe raffia ribbon, and twine. Step 1. Bend one wire into a long oval shape about 2.5 inches wide. Take another piece of wire and fold it over the oval, creating a spine along the length of the ear. Secure with a hot glue at the top. If your center wire is a different color than your basket, hot glue a length of raffia over it to cover. Stick the ends of the wire into the basket near one side of the handle, and secure each with a dot of hot glue. Repeat for the second ear, securing it near the opposite side of the handle. 2. With basket-colored raffia, begin weaving the ear from the bottom, going over one side under the spine, then over and around the other side, then over the spine, repeating and alternating the over-under weave. For a tighter weave, gently push the raffia down as you go. Continue until you reach the top. Trim any excess raffia and secure in the back with a dot of hot glue. 3. To make the eyes, weave taupe raffia ribbon in a U-shape through the basket's weave. Trim any excess ribbon and secure with hot glue inside the basket. 4. To make the nose, weave coral raffia ribbon in a V-shape through the basket's weave and secure with hot glue inside the basket. 5. Fill basket and tie a twine bow to the top of the handle. The details. Martha Stewart Living used Wald Imports 4500 S3 bamboo basket in white, $29 for 3. Paper Mart Noma round basket, $20 for 3, at papermart.com. That's PAPERMART.com. They used Decora 22 gauge 16-inch floral wire in white, $6 for 50 pieces, and Berwick Offray 1/4-inch matte raffia ribbon, 100 yards in coral, $12, oatmeal, $12, top, $10, and white, $11, from Amazon.com. That's AMAZON.com. Chock full. There is a chocolate Easter bunny with a hole drilled through its ears and a pink and white striped paper straw peeking out from it. Kids will hop to the table when you tell them their milk's inside a hollow chocolate bunny. We learned this lesson from paper flower artist Tiffany Turner. Find her on Instagram at Tiffany Turner. That's TiffanieTurner, who fills up her little's treats after their first bites. Or heat the tip of a spoon handle over a stove burner and use it to melt a small opening at the top. Let cool, funnel some milk inside, and pop in a paper straw. Sippity hoppity. Instant upgrades, quick change. It's a DIY trick worthy of David Blaine himself. New hardware is all it takes to elevate a piece of furniture. Consider the IKEA Besta cabinet. This cabinet, which Martha Stewart Living has pictured in a living room, is rectangular and low to the ground. It's white and consists of three square panels within the rectangle. Each panel has a light brown door with a black door handle, again on each individual square door, and the entire cabinet itself is sitting on black furniture legs. Outfitted with slender matte black legs and textural cane doors from Norse Interiors, ta-da, it looks like $1 million. To update more items, head to Living Home Editor Lorna Aragon's other go-to websites, which we will list shortly, and pull some magical accents out of a hat. The details on this cabinet: it's an IKEA Besta TV unit in white for $109 at IKEA.com. That's IKEA.com. Norse Interiors cane triple doors in medium white lace for $480. Sarah legs in black, $30 each. And aisle legs in black for $25 each, and Marlin knobs in black, $10 each. All available at norseinteriors.com. That's norseinteriors.com. Presto pieces. To customize or refresh any desk, dresser, sideboard, or sofa, screw in new fixtures. Here are some four places to find legs, knobs, and more. PrettyPegs.com, that's PrettyPegs.com. Elsie adjusts aluminum furniture leg in black with leather sock for $21. This is a black furniture leg with a brown leather wrapped around the top of the leg. TableLegs.com, that's TableLegs.com. Circle round furniture foot 4 inches in marble with satin brass tip for $18. This is a light brown furniture leg with a brassy gold tip on the bottom of the furniture leg. MyKnobs.com. That's MyKnobs.com. Manzoni Hardware Designer Wood Groovy Dinosaur Wood Pole 6 and 5/16 inches center in walnut for $19. This is a sleek, dark brown wood handle that is rounded around the tips. Build.com. That's BUILD.com. Lou's Hardware Round Bar Cabinet Knob, 2 inches in brushed brass for $6.25. This is a brassy gold cabinet knob. The knob itself is in a cylinder shape and it is protruding from the actual attachment, so it sticks out in kind of a T-shape. Fresh starts. Bowled over. Here's a quick and easy new way to warm up in the morning. Use leftover cooked grains like brown rice, quinoa, and bulgur wheat, or a big batch made over the weekend, as the base for a delicious breakfast. Simmer them with milk or a milk alternative, water, and a pinch of kosher salt until thick and creamy. Then pile on sweet or savory toppings. You've got a hearty and heart-healthy porridge. Farro, brown rice, or spelt. Combine 2 cups cooked grains, 1 cup milk or milk alternative, 1 cup water, and a pinch of kosher salt in a pot. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat to medium and simmer, stirring until creamy, 15 to 18 minutes. Stir in 1 to 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup and a generous pinch of ground cinnamon. topped with plain Greek yogurt, fresh berries, and more maple syrup. Serves two. Quinoa or millet. Combine 2 cups cooked grains, 1 cup milk or milk alternative, 1 cup water, and a pinch of kosher salt in a pot. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat to medium and simmer, stirring until creamy, 10 to 12 minutes. Stir in 1 to 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup and a generous pinch of ground cinnamon. Top with sliced banana, cocoa nibs, and more maple syrup. Serves two. Bulgur wheat. Combine 2 cups cooked grains, 1 cup milk or milk alternative, 1 cup water, and a pinch of kosher salt in a pot. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat to medium and simmer, stirring until creamy, 13 to 15 minutes. Stir in 1/2 cup grated cheddar. Top with a poached egg, chopped fresh cilantro leaves, and hot sauce. Serves two. Clutter Control Smart Display. We love a pegboard. It's the most flexible way to organize different size gear, says Lorna, from saute pans to shovels. To make everything you hang look sharp, paint your board to match your walls, or the whole space, as art directors John Tutolo and David Krauk did at their home in Connecticut. They have a black wooden shed that has, right on the inside, as soon as you open the door, the entire wall is covered with a black painted pegboard, and hanging from it are shovels, pruning shears, and a rake. A contrasting backdrop will also help your gardening essentials pop and be easy to spot and grab. The details. Benjamin Moore paint in Deep River. Used on home exterior and pegboard. From BenjaminMoore.com. That's BenjaminMoore.com. And the tools they have hanging up are a Corona tree saw and pruner, 14 feet, $93, from HomeDepot.com. That's HomeDepot.com. An East Coast Lumber Bypass Lopper, 29.5 inches, $30 from store.eastcoastlumber.net. That's store.eastcoastlumber.net. Altera Y-handle Stainless Steel Digging Spade, 40.5 inches, for $60 from HomeDepot.com. Sneebor Hand Leaf and Debris Rake for $28 and Lightweight Border Spade for $142 at shopterrain.com. That's shopterrain.com. Editor's Pick, Pretty Slick. To maintain her MVP tools, loppers, pruners, hori hori knife, and spade, Living Features and Garden editor Melissa Ozawa relies on a Japanese standby, camellia oil. Extracted from the seed of the flowering plant, it lubricates the moving parts and adds a coating that protects the metal from rust. I clean them at the start and end of the growing season and a few times in between for a little boost. First, I wipe them down with rubbing alcohol, especially the pruners and loppers, so I don't transfer any diseases to the next plant. Then I apply a thin layer of the oil and wipe off the excess. I use it on the wooden handles once or twice a year, too, to prevent splitting and splintering, she says. She uses Karobara 100% Pure Japanese Cutlery Knife Maintenance Camellia Oil, $16 for 8.3 ounces, from Amazon.com. That's AMAZON.com. That story was Good Things, Fresh Ideas to Elevate the Everyday. Text by Lisa Butterworth. The next story is Healthy Appetite, Stock of the Town. Text by Claire Sullivan. Recipes by Lauren Tyrell. Celery is light, crunchy, and effortlessly cool on a crudité platter. But it has nutrition chops, too. A single cup delivers heart-helping polyphenols, blood pressure-reducing potassium, and immune-boosting iron. Get your fill with these easy ideas. Top note, don't trash the leaves, says NYC registered dietitian Amy Shapiro, MS-CDN. They contain the same nutrients as the ribs, but in more concentrated amounts. Wear a handful into a fruit smoothie or sprinkle them over soups and salads for a peppery bite. A shot of energy, green grape and celery tonic. For a maximum antioxidant absorption, enjoy the vegetable raw, says Shapiro. Blend 2 cups chopped celery, 4 stalks, 1 lemon, peeled, halved, and seeded, 1 cup halved green grapes, 1 chopped Persian cucumber, and a pinch of sea salt with 1 cup cold water until smooth. Strain through a fine mesh sieve, refrigerate about 1 hour. Serve chilled. A nourishing side. Tomato braised celery with olives. Tomatoes and celery help fight free radicals. This briny dish is nice with pork chops or roasted fish. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cut 1 pound celery stalks into 3-inch pieces. Heat 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil in a straight-sided skillet over medium. Add 1/2 cup thinly sliced onion and 4 chopped anchovies. Cook, stirring occasionally, 5 to 6 minutes. Add 1 teaspoon minced garlic. Cook 1 minute. Stir in celery, 1 15-ounce can of diced tomatoes, 1 cup low-sodium chicken broth, and 2 dried bay leaves. Bring to a boil, then cover and transfer to oven. Cook, stirring once, 30 minutes. Stir in 1/2 cup Kalamata olives. Return to oven and cook, uncovered, 10 to 15 minutes more. Serve. A vegetarian main. Tofu celery stir fry. Tofu provides protein, while ginger, scallions, chili garlic sauce, and cilantro stems kick up the flavor. Cut 8 ounces drained and pressed extra firm tofu into match sticks. Season with salt. Slice 4 celery stalks into match sticks. Stir together 2 tablespoons tamari, 1/2 teaspoon sesame oil, 1 teaspoon chili garlic sauce, and 1 tablespoon water. In a large nonstick skillet, heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil over high until just smoking. Add tofu and cook, turning once until golden, 4 minutes total. Transfer to a plate. Add celery and additional oil if needed to skillet and cook, stirring often, until crisp tender, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in 2 tablespoons each minced fresh ginger, scallion, and cilantro stems. Cook 30 seconds. Return tofu and add tamari mixture to skillet. Toss to coat, serve. That story was Healthy Appetite, Stock of the Town, text by Claire Sullivan, recipes by Lauren Tyrell. The next story is Ask Martha. Does my dog need a raincoat? Asks Gary Kosterman from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That depends on your furry friend. Large working breeds like Rottweilers and Siberian Huskies usually don't mind a good soaking, says Whitney Miller, the director of veterinary medicine for Petco. But there are a few situations when a slicker with mini sleeves comes in handy. It's cold out there. Combined with very chilly temps, precipitation can cause a pup's core temperature to drop. On bitter days, outfit your dog with a layer of waterproof insulation, especially for lengthier walks, says Michelle Logan, director of National Shelter Embed Programming at Best Friends Animal Society. Her hair is long or wiry. This kind of coat can get knotted or matted when drenched, Miller says, often the case with Border Terriers, Scottish Terriers, and Jack Russells, which can make it extra challenging to brush or clean. She won't leave home without it. Like certain humans, some dogs get cranky in even the lightest mist. A jacket can make a rainy trek outside more tolerable for them, says Miller, not to mention for the owners trying to drag them out the door. If, on the other hand, your canine initially resists the coat, reward her with a treat after first coaxing her into it, she says. Keep it on for a short time and build up to a full walk outside. How often and how should I wash my duvet inserts and pillows? Asked Carolyn Durang from Waco, Texas. Twice a year is generally plenty, says Melissa Homer, chief cleaning officer at MatePro. Linens are a heavier lift. Anything that touches your body, even your duvet cover if you don't use a top sheet, should be laundered weekly. Start by checking the care label for instructions on fussy fillings like certain kinds of down, silk, and cotton. Deanna Wu, Vice President of Merchandising at Brook Linen, recommends spot cleaning down items with a mild soap like Wool Light, since washing can degrade the natural oils in the clusters over time. Do the same for memory foam, which can get waterlogged. Most synthetic down alternatives, polyester, microfiber, can be machine washed on a gentle cycle and dried on low heat or the air fluff setting. Toss in a few tennis or dryer balls to avoid clumping, adds Homer. Pet tip. If you snuggle up with Felix or Bella at night, or have allergies, launder these pieces quarterly, says Homer, and invest in a hypoallergenic pillow protectors that you can throw in with your weekly load, such as SureGuard pillow protectors, $28 for two, from Amazon.com. That's all the time we have today for that story, which was Ask Martha. And that concludes today's readings from Martha Stewart Living. This has been Morgan Mallon for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue in Midland, has scheduled a Joyful Sound Choir from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Thursdays through May 27th at the church choir room. All singers from the community age 55 plus are invited to join. For more information, call James Irvin at 432-683-0600.
Friday on the Noon Book Hour, we begin Larry McMurtry's first novel, Horsemen Pass By, published in 1962. In this stunning literary debut, Horsemen Pass By exhibits the full-blooded Western genius that would come to define McMurtry's incomparable sensibility. In the dusty North Texas town of Thalia, young Lonnie Bannon quietly endures the pangs of maturity as a persistent rivalry between his grandfather and step-uncle, Hud, festers, and a deadly disease spreads among their cattle like wildfire. Horsemen Pass By, written by Texas author Larry McMurtry, starting Friday at noon and Saturday at 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
To bring us up to time for our next regularly scheduled program, we now bring you the following informative feature.
Turmeric, the cause of stomach upset. Dear Dr. Roach, I have been using turmeric on my food for quite a while. I've noticed I've started having bouts of diarrhea. I found others' reports of this when searching on the internet. I might quit taking it to see if the diarrhea ceases. Do you have any other information on contracting diarrhea with turmeric? WT. Answer. Yes, I have seen this before. It has been well documented. Turmeric is used by many people just as a spice, but it's also taken for the medicinal properties of curcumin, which is an anti-inflammatory used by many people for arthritis and other conditions. Curcumin is the key substance for the reported health benefits of turmeric. It needs to be taken with other substances, such as piperine found in black pepper, to be absorbed well. The reports on diarrhea with turmeric or curcumin are conflicting. Some authorities say it is dose-dependent, meaning it's more likely with higher doses. Others say the opposite. Some say it goes away in a few days, but my clinical experience is that some people do not get better. Staying off of the turmeric for a while to see if the diarrhea goes away is a scientific way of determining whether the turmeric is the likely cause. A careful record of how often you had diarrhea before and after the turmeric is useful. If the answer isn't clear, you can restart and see what happens to the frequency afterward. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, we continue our series of Oscar-winning films. Every week, we're selecting one audio-described movie from each decade leading up to this year's Academy Awards broadcast on April 25th. We're now to the 1980s. Because of the recent death of Texas author Larry McMurtry, Saturday, we're presenting the movie based on his book, Terms of Endearment, from 1983. this film fits perfectly within our series as it was nominated for 11 awards and won 5, including one for Best Picture.
Deborah Winger is Emma Greenway Horton.
Oh, I'm officially pregnant. You're not happy for me.
Shirley MacLaine is Aurora Greenway.
Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Jack Nicholson is former astronaut Garrett Breedlove.
I was doing laps when you called. Lucky for us, only did 8.
This affair is going to kill me.
Relax, baby. No, it's going to be good.
Who do you think you